Chapter 16. Rachel Sexton had been flying due north for over an hour. Other than a fleeting glimpse of Newfoundland, she had seen nothing but water beneath the F-14 for the entire journey. Why did it have to be water? She thought, grimacing. Rachel had plunged through the ice on a frozen pond while ice skating when she was 7. Trapped beneath the surface, she was certain she would die. It had been her mother's powerful grasp that eventually yanked Rachel's waterlogged body to safety. Ever since that harrowing ordeal, Rachel had battled a persistent case of hydrophobia, a distinct wariness of open water, especially cold water. Today, with nothing but the North Atlantic as far as Rachel could see, her old fears had come creeping back. Not until the pilot checked his bearings with Thule Air Base in northern Greenland did Rachel realize how far they had traveled. "I'm above the Arctic Circle?" The revelation intensified her uneasiness. "Where are they taking me? What has NASA found?" Soon the blue-gray expanse below her became speckled with thousands of stark white dots. Icebergs. Rachel had seen icebergs only once before in her life, 6 years ago when her mother persuaded Rachel to join her on an Alaskan mother-daughter cruise. Rachel had suggested a number of alternative land-based vacations, but her mother was insistent. "Rachel, honey," her mother had said, "two-thirds of this planet is covered with water, and sooner or later you've got to learn to deal with it." Mrs. Sexton was a resilient New Englander, intent on raising a strong daughter. The cruise had been the last trip Rachel and her mother ever took. Catherine Wentworth Sexton. Rachel felt a distant pang of loneliness. Like the howling wind outside the plane, the memories came tearing back, pulling at her the way they always did. Their final conversation had been by phone, Thanksgiving morning. "I'm so sorry, Mom," Rachel said, phoning home from a snowbound O'Hare airport. "I know our family has never spent Thanksgiving Day apart. It looks like today will be our first." Rachel's mom sounded crushed. "I was so looking forward to seeing you." "Me too, Mom. Think of me eating airport food while you and Dad feast on turkey." There was a pause on the line. "Rachel, I wasn't going to tell you until you got here, but your father says he has too much work to make it home this year. He'll be staying at his D.C. suite for the long weekend." "What?" Rachel's surprise gave way immediately to anger. "But it's Thanksgiving. The Senate isn't in session. He's less than 2 hours away. He should be with you." "I know. He says he's exhausted, far too tired to drive. He's decided he needs to spend this weekend curled up with his backlog of work." "Work?" Rachel was skeptical. A more likely guess was that Senator Sexton would be curled up with another woman. His infidelities, though discreet, had been going on for years. Mrs. Sexton was no fool, but her husband's affairs were always accompanied by persuasive alibis and pained indignity at the mere suggestion he could be unfaithful. Finally, Mrs. Sexton saw no alternative but to bury her pain by turning a blind eye. Although Rachel had urged her mother to consider divorce, Catherine Wentworth Sexton was a woman of her word. "Till death do us part," she told Rachel. "Your father blessed me with you, a beautiful daughter, and for that I thank him. He will have to answer for his actions to a higher power someday." Now, standing in the airport, Rachel's anger was simmering. "But this means you'll be alone for Thanksgiving." She felt sick to her stomach. The senator deserting his family on Thanksgiving Day was a new low, even for him. "Well," Mrs. Sexton said, her voice disappointed but decisive, "I obviously can't let all this food go to waste. I'll drive it up to Aunt Anne's. She's always invited us up for Thanksgiving. I'll give her a call right now." Rachel felt only marginally less guilty. "Okay, I'll be home as soon as I can. I love you, Mom. Safe flight, sweetheart."